It's August the 4th. A friendship treaty was signed between France and Russia on 4th August 1735, but on 4th August 1914, Belgium and Britain declared war on Germany. Apparently, some years ago on this date in New York, a lorry load of bumblebees spilled its contents, causing stingful havoc everywhere. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." So will we today be children of God, peacemakers, peace breakers, or just nasty stingers to those around us? The news today is about a peacemaker, John Hume, the Northern Ireland politician who died this week. He won the Nobel Prize for the peace he helped bring in Northern Ireland, taking considerable risks by holding talks with the then leader of Sinn Féin, Gerry Adams. The talks helped lay the foundations for the IRA ceasefire and later negotiations leading to the Good Friday Agreement. Maybe we can learn a little from him for our lives. Listen to some of the qualities he apparently had. Tony Blair said he was a visionary who refused to believe the future had to be the same as the past. Bill Clinton said he was tireless in pursuit of peace and endlessly creative in seeking ways of making it happen. A remarkable combination of an openness of mind and practicality. The Irish Prime Minister said he was a true peacemaker who kept hope alive with patience, resilience, and unswerving commitment to peace. The Irish President hailed his bravery, perseverance, in helping to create the space for others to manoeuvre. Gerry Adams himself said John Hume put the wider interests of society above narrow views. When others were stuck in the ritual politics of condemnation, he had the courage to take real risks for peace. We came to trust and respect each other's opinions. Our conversations were never combative. He listened attentively to my opinions while arguing his own views when we disagreed. So what were the qualities we could learn from to help us in our situations? Persistence in trying to solve problems, courage, respect for others' views, non-combative conversation, belief that change can occur, open-mindedness and listening is maybe the real key. Listening is really hard. It's wearying, biting our tongues, as somebody said to me this week about their partner. I count to 40 every day. Maybe let's today try and do our bit as peacemakers by listening a bit more and speaking quick words that sting a bit less. Let's not be peace breakers or even stinging bees on August the 4th.